Monumental is how the United Nations is describing political developments in Somalia. The electoral process will bring about various changes, including the election of a new upper house of parliament, based on geography and not on traditional clans. The electoral college, which selects representatives, will also be broadened from 135 men to more than 14,000 citizens, 30% of whom must be women and 20% youth. Michael Keating is the UN representative in Somalia.
The 2016 electoral process is a novel and exciting experience for a country that last held national elections in 1969. It is best described as a political process with electoral features rather than just an election. The electoral model is imperfect. No one is entirely happy with it, and that may be a good sign. It is literally extraordinary, a one-off, never to be repeated again.
The Horn of Africa country continues to battle the terrorist group Al-Shabaab, which could threaten the elections. African Union troops have been supporting the national forces in driving back the extremists. Francisco Caetano José Madeira heads AMISOM, the AU mission that's been in the country for nearly a decade. He spoke via video conference from the capital, Mogadishu.
It becomes extremely important that this time the offensive is not only for us to remove Al-Shabaab from its hideouts, but we need to effectively occupy the cities and towns that Al-Shabaab is presently occupying so that they do not come back and retake those towns.
The AU troops will begin leaving Somalia in late 2018, 2 years before the country is expected to hold one person, one vote elections. But before then, Somalia's foreign minister, Abdusalam Hadliye Omer, said political hopefuls are working hard to win the hearts and minds of citizens.
The Somali people are waiting and ready for this process to complete. The Somali leadership are committed in doing it, and the only game in town is the electoral process. While it has not happened as quickly and smoothly as we hope, it will happen, and it will happen within the new timeline we have set out.
The foreign minister called on the international community to continue to support Somalia in its transition towards democracy and stability. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.